you count me in? I've been away for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now.
Hey, there. Welcome to Call Your Cast. This episode is the 27th episode in our journey in the podcast universe. Today we're going to be talking about AI and explore the positives and negatives. So, let's take a trip with the Call Your Cast boys.
And it's your boys here coming with you, Call Your Cast.
Yeah, we're here. Another episode. What you heard was Drake's version of Bubbly. And the crazy part is, as we get into it, you're going to see that Drake didn't even sing that, you know? I mean, at least not recorded. Maybe he sings it in his car. But that was an AI-generated voice. And as you're going to see through this episode, the AI runs deep from all kinds of stuff. Voice covers like that. Even writing things. It can come up with rap music for you off of just one line. Everybody knows about ChatGPT, where you can have conversations with people who never met. We're going to get into it.
I'm glad that you mentioned ChatGPT. They started limiting its capabilities, and we'll get into that, where it starts to say, oh, as an AI, I'm unable to perform those, you know, things due to my capability or due to my restrictions along the lines of that. We'll get into that, though, but...
So, we're going to first go back to Drake. We heard that song, Bubbly. We have this article here where it mentions Drake, but really Drake, the only thing Drake had to say was about four or five words. So, the title of the article is, Drake says, AI-generated cover of him rapping Ice Spice's Munch is the final straw as fake songs go viral on TikTok. I'm sure it's not just TikTok. I'm sure it's actually all over. Drake's actual quote is just... This is the final straw, AI. And throughout this whole article, we'll post a link. You'll see that's all he has to say. But the people who are really mad about it, if you scroll down, Universal Music Group took a stance on Thursday by asking streaming sites like Spotify and Apple Music to block AI companies from using its music with the technology. It's about control, you know, the whole copyright thing. I guess it's hurting their artists that... their voices are being used. It's not even them doing it, you know? It's their voices.
You don't even have to necessarily, like, be that creative anymore. Like, you don't even have to or be, like, exhaust any energy into, like, performing or even, like, learning that talent if, like, this computer system, AI-generated, does it all for you. It's kind of crazy in a sense, you know? Like, they took enough sound bites of Rihanna to create something that sounds so similar to her.
We have an example here of Rihanna singing Beyonce's Cuff It, although I don't know the song, so I wouldn't really be able to tell. But it's on the article here. We're going to play that and see what it sounds like. Music, no self-control. Made by an AI. And that's on the day. That's on the day. That's on the day. That's an example there of Rihanna singing Beyonce. I don't know the song, so obviously it's all new to me, so she could have sung it and I wouldn't even know.
Right, but that's how crazy it is. We're at the point where, like, well, did Rihanna really sing that? Or, you know, but we're getting into this, you know, new generation of, like, technology. But,
like, going to YouTube and typing in AI covers, like, with Bubbly Drake. You just go down the list. They have Kanye West covering Someone Like You by Adele. They have Kanye. It's a lot of Kanye. Kanye West covering Somebody That I Used to Know. We actually also have the article mentioned Drake being mad about this song, Munch. We actually have that also that we're going to play right now. To me, the first song that we played in the beginning, the Bubbly, I think that's like the best version of AI because it sounds so natural. But here's Drake singing Munch by Ice Spice.
Stop playing with them, Riot. You thought I was feeling you now, That nigga munch, nigga eat it, he ate it for lunch. Switch on my body, I get what I want, like. You thought I was feeling you, now I'm feeling you. That nigga munch, nigga eat it, he ate it for lunch. Switch on my body, I get what I want, like. Get what I was saying, bad, let's keep it up. Don't it be mad, I'll
be on
scene. I can't fit in a jean. Cut off that buddy, I'm keeping it clean. Fucking with niggas, I told them to be. So, let me call what you mean. Even that's fucking me like that, I mean. That's
what this is, you shitting me.
I can't sit with me, so I swear to be supposed to my mini me, baby.
And Drake never even said
that.
No.
But
like, look, because again, you go down the list. Drake, Boy the Liar, I guess. Drake and Kanye covered WAP by Cardi B. Careless Whisper again by Kanye West. So, I don't know, the AI technology is crazy because, I mean, they're just posted on YouTube.
This is the one he came out against,
but I honestly, if it was me, I would have come out against that Bubbly song, because that one made him sound super homo.
Who knows? Like you said, it might have just been like the Universal Music Group. Yeah, crazy times we're in, where, you know, video is manipulated, images is manipulated. We have where people are, you know, AI can basically steal your voice. I mean, we can even show example of that with Joe Rogan, where it's like...
Yeah, honestly, you can even just go on YouTube and you'll have Joe Rogan and they'll have a podcast with people he's never met, like Steve Jobs, he had a podcast with... you can find Joe Rogan has a podcast with Joe Rogan, and it's just all AI.
Now, given they have more sound bites of Joe Rogan, so Rogan sounds more smooth, like fluent, and more like Joe Rogan. But with Steve Jobs, you can tell like a lot of the sound was taken from the auditorium. You can hear that echo.
Yeah, especially if your voice is just out there more, even like us putting out a podcast, somebody could definitely.
Isn't that scary to think about? Like, you have to worry about that now.
They can definitely play with it and make you say some crazy stuff. Like, even we're gonna go to one example here where we just have, it's a basic AI bot that you can just Google any AI voice.
So this is exactly what I used in the beginning of the intro, just, you know.
Yeah, FYI. That voice you heard in the beginning, he used a very similar tool to this, and you know, we're gonna just start very basic.
I'll even play it again because I don't know how loud that was. It might have been really loud.
Hello, how are you?
So there's that, and then from that simple "Hello, how are you?" you can even
we'll try both of them, but yeah.
So it's "Hello, how are you?" and then I mean, as crazy as
I think Hitler would be a good babysitter.
You know, that's just a child voice saying that. You know.
So this is what we're just. This is the very basic AI that I wanted to show you.
I want you. I want you.
You know, it's like that's a kid saying that. If you put that, send that to the police, and like. You know, you could just cause so much trouble.
There's so much things you can do.
This is free.
This is crazy.
The more advanced ones that you have to pay for, you can do celebrity voices. You can even, as you're talking, have the AI generate the celebrity voice as you're speaking at the same time. It's very, very crazy. It's very technical how they do it now. And then, you know, this one's a little more for fun, but this is a rap generator here. So just the first line of the rap, it could be something simple as, you know, I'll type in something I can't really rap off the top of my head, but, you know,
it's so this is rhyme. Something what we just recently just found looking through the internet on DuckDuckGo, diving through the rabbit hole. And he's gonna, this AI generator is gonna make him a rap.
So, the first line I put, we are the future, we are the past, and we are Collier Cast. Let's see if it completes the rap for that. Cause you don't know what you want, and you don't know what you want, and you don't know what you need, and you don't ask.
What?
That just came up with a little bit of a rap off of, we are the future, we are the past, we are Collier Cast. You know, so just, you know, if you wanted to really sit down and think about, you know, an elaborate rhyme, you can sit down and maybe it'll generate something good, you know, but
That was just off the top of my head. So it's very interesting.
Let me see if I can get a go
at it. Justin's going to get a go at it here, so he's going to type in a good rap. I'll let him type it, and then we'll post links to all everything we used in the description for the podcast.
Okay, so...
Justin's first... His first line of the rap is, paying the bills kills me, and my pocket's so still. In this water, I'm in my fields. See, pay attention, I'm finessing for the villain wins. Pay attention, I'm finessing for the street. Pay attention, I'm finessing for the pen. Pay attention to pay to the pay attention.
What? That was so late. That was
wow. So late. I didn't think it could make it any worse.
Right? Oh, jeez. Wow. All right, maybe, I'm sorry. I'm getting a little bit too loud. I see the bars on the...
But it's all right. we're not rappers. We're not professional. But, I mean, if you wanted to sit down and really... So, yeah, that was another example of... I mean, again, this is all just basic stuff that we're just Googling, you know, and it's like on the first page.
We don't Google now. We don't Google.
Oh, yeah, DuckDuckGo.
No, I'm kidding. It's all the same shit, right?
Oh, yeah, it all tracks you. Yeah. It all tracks you. We were trying to find a celebrity voice-generating one so we can have, like, Snoop Dogg say something or even, like, you know, like we just listen to Drake or any celebrity really out there.
Well, instead of those typing ones that a lot of, like, we're finding and, like, as you can find when you're searching yourselves, you'll find the type-to-speech ones. And we're just trying to look for the ones that, like, as we're speaking right now through the mic, it changes our voice to, like, Snoop Dogg or somebody else.
Yeah, like a voiceover kind of deal. But, I mean, it's harder to find, obviously. We're not experts, you know. We're not trying to...
Type in voiceover.
So, yeah, we'll look it up.
You just mentioned voiceover.
We have Snoop Dogg AI voiceover. We'll do that. All right, so celebrity voiceover. We already tried the Speechify
one. Yeah, no, Speechify is not a good one.
How to text to speech technology to replicate Snoop Dogg AI voice. AI has put Snoop Dogg into classic TV shows.
I don't know. We're not seeming to find it, huh?
Yeah, but then, I mean, you have people like, I made an audio track with a Snoop Dogg AI voice. So it's like, I don't know how he got it, you know?
Yeah, for real. Maybe it's like a forum site or something like that. I'm like,
yeah, I mean...
Maybe it's just definitely a certain program you gotta download. It's not something that you have to find on the internet. I don't know, but then again...
Yeah, I mean, it's just like anything to make, like, you know, to make anything on the internet, you have to really sit down and...
Did you want to start diving into what a lot of people are talking about? Is that ChatGPT?
Yeah, so we have ChatGPT opened up here. I mean, this one's pretty cool. You can kind of, like, have it, you know, let's say...
Well, hold on. Before we start typing into it, because we only got 10 out of 10 prompts, so we can, like, messages...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's... The first one, my idea that I want to, before like, dive in on this podcast, let's start writing a story.
Alright, so, like, write a story.
Yeah, and let's give... about... it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, a human. It could be about a beast. Like, you want to write about a beast? Like,
alright.
Just a beast. It could be a human, or it could be many things. So, write something about a beast.
Say, escape.
Ooh, I like that. Escape. Okay.
What do you think? Like, in the mountains? In the woods?
In the suburbs.
In the suburbs. In the suburbs. There we go.
In the suburbs.
Suburb.
And like I said, this is going to be very the basics of ChatGPT of what was capable or is still capable. They're still changing many things to it to restrict
we're
it.
We're sending in, we're going to write a graphic story about an escaped beast. We gotta
dive deep into this. So, okay, you mentioned we're writing a graphic story about an escaped beast in the suburbs. Okay, hold on. We got to get it more. We got to get juicy. We got to get where... this beast is heavily wanted by the United States government because of the capabilities it has. So the United States government is hiding because that's why it had to escape. So, and it doesn't have to be the United States government, we can say the government like he wrote, yeah. Because of a toxin or of its mutation it has. We can, you know, even this is kind of like going off, you know, Hulk. And, you know.
So, yeah, let's just see what it gives us here. We have, write a graphic story about an escaped beast in the suburbs who is wanted by the government because of its mutations.
There we go.
So let's see what it sends us. It's typing. It's loading.
Do you still want to do that voiceover and let it read it to, like, the audience, you know?
Yeah, we can just put it, like, have the child say it.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, we'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll have the child.
So ChatGPT is typing right now, so it's, you know, whipping up a cool... Oh, there we go. There we go. We got to copy and paste that. So, before we even read it, we got to copy and paste it.
Yeah, we're not even going to read it. We're going to just copy, paste it, and let it ride.
All right, so copy it.
copy.
And then go to that, yeah, free
so
one.
So this child is going to definitely...
All right. And then I got to do some, you know, editing still.
All right. So all right. I'll play it.
Go ahead and play it, and I got to switch something it so that the audience can hear. So go ahead and click play. Oh, there we go. I got to switch it. So I'll switch it right now.
The beast was a product of the government's... Once upon a time, in the tranquil suburbs, there was a beast that had escaped from a top-secret government facility. The beast was a product of the government's notorious experiments. It was unlike any creature anyone had seen before. Rumor has it that Beast was born out of the government's attempt to create a super soldier with the ultimate combination of strength, agility, intelligence, and endurance. But things didn't go as planned. The Beast was more than the government could handle. And, before anyone noticed, it had escaped its confines and was on the run. The government launched a massive manhunt to find the beast, but it was in vain. The beast was too cunning and swift for them to catch. It roamed the suburbs, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake. The locals trembled in fear, knowing that the beast was out there, lurking in the shadows. Most of the time, the beast stayed hidden. But occasionally, it would lash out and attack anyone who came too close. The government realized they needed to act fast before the beast caused more destruction. The government issued a public warning, instructing all citizens to report any sightings of the beast. And they promised a hefty reward for anyone who could provide information leading to its capture. But no one was brave enough to take up the challenge. They were more afraid of crossing the beast than the government. Until, one day, a brave young boy stepped forward, determined to catch the beast. The boy had heard rumors of the beast's incredible speed and agility, and so he spent weeks devising an intricate trap. The trap was a marvel of ingenuity, equipped with all kinds of gadgets and mechanisms. Finally, the day came when the beast was caught in the boy's trap. The government quickly responded, taking custody of the beast and whisking it away to their facility. The beast was never seen again, and the suburbs returned to their peaceful existence. The lesson learned is that when the government meddles with things they shouldn't, the consequences can be devastating. And sometimes it takes the most unlikely hero to make things right.
Wow.
Bro.
Wow.
Bro.
I'm getting a little bit loud on the bars. I'll cool it down, but that is just truly insane.
All that from one sentence. Write a graphic story about an escaped beast in the suburbs who's wanted by the government because of its mutations. And they went through a whole thing about...
Isn't that insane?
A boy making a trap and all this.
The government not to meddle in what you're not supposed... Oh,
yeah, right?
My.
The government meddling with what they're not supposed to. It really went down the good... A good Collier Cast rabbit hole.
This was a crazy rabbit hole with ChatGPT on Collier Cast.
This is better than your rap.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that rap machine still needs work, but oh, my gosh.
And then I know you can also do, like, you know, a conversation. Let's say between who... Give me somebody, you know, maybe somebody who's easy to spell, I guess. What's a good name?
Tom Brady.
And give me somebody dead. And
Meatloaf,
that's okay. Is he dead?
Meatloaf died, yeah.
Okay.
So all what right. Is he gonna do?
Well, hopefully he gives me the artist Meatloaf and not the food Meatloaf. But even still, it'd be interesting to see what they come up with.
Alright, yeah. You know? I gotta keep notice on the bars. We're getting a little loud on the audio. Sorry, guys.
So here's a conversation. I guess I'll be Tom Brady, you be Meatloaf.
Okay.
Hey Meatloaf, how's it going?
Good. Just here in the kitchen whipping up, you know, some delicious. So I hear you're a pretty successful quarterback, eh?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
What's your secret?
Well, it's a combination of things. A lot of hard work, dedication, and of course, a healthy diet.
A healthy diet? You football guys are all the same. What do you eat? Just kale or tofu?
Actually, I follow mostly a plant-based diet. Lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein.
What? Really? I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, I take my nutrition really seriously. It's a big part of why I'm still playing at a high level at my age.
I don't know if I could get up meatloaf and mashed potatoes, man.
Hey, I don't judge. It's all about finding what works for you and your body.
That's very true. May very well be, but I'll give you a plant-based thing to try.
Hey, I'm always here to offer advice or recipe suggestion.
Thanks, Tom. Maybe someday we'll have a meatloaf versus kale cook-off.
Ha ha ha, I'd be up for that challenge.
Dude, that was pretty cool.
So I was like, that was Tom Brady talking to Meatloaf about meatloaf or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
You know, you could do crazy stuff like that. Like
that is crazy.
Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady.
That is insane. Wow. ChatGPT is insane.
Especially because I do know that Tom Brady is actually like a vegan or whatever and a plant-based diet. So I know like it actually takes like facts about them.
Wow.
And
And I don't know if you know, but this was designed by OpenAI. I haven't really looked further into the group behind OpenAI, but I did when I was messing around with ChatGPT. I asked it one question, and I was kind of curious of like the team behind, you know, ChatGPT.
So you can also ask it like questions, and it would give you answers.
Yeah. So it.
You want to try that? You want to ask?
Yeah,
it
we can ask it something.
Let's ask it something pretty hard.
Well, first before we start asking questions, I want to show you like the first question I asked it, and it gave me. I asked it who was the team behind OpenAI, and it gave me OpenAI was co-founded by a group of tech industry giants, including Elon Musk, Sam Altman, Greg Brockman. That's a strange name. John Schulman and Wolfshechstein?
Jeez.
Zaremba. Man, I'm slaughtering this. I'm sorry, guys. The team behind OpenAI, anyways, we'll ask it some questions. And
yeah, so, I mean, what's a good question we can ask?
What is a good question we can ask? Something like out there.
Like,
yo, is the Earth round or flat, something like that. That has been going on for a while.
Let's see. Yeah, let's start with that. Is the Earth round or flat?
Question mark.
And how do you know?
Okay. Alright. Question mark. There we go. Alright, these are some interesting.
Let's send that. It's typing.
It might give some bogus response now that it's right. Being restricted to its limitations. Oh, look. Let's see.
The Earth is round. More specifically, it is an oblate spheroid. There are several pieces of evidence that support this, including observations of other celestial bodies. Various celestial bodies in space are also round, including the moon and other planets, to suggest Earth may be also round. That's not a good example.
No, that's May. It even says May.
That's not a good example. The shape of Earth's shadow during a lunar eclipse
Doesn't it say that twice?
During a lunar eclipse, the Earth's shadow casts a round shadow on the moon. Oh, the Earth casts a round shadow on the moon. This is only possible if the Earth is round. Not necessarily. I mean, it can be round, but not necessarily a sphere, I guess.
Photos from space. Right?
Images taken from space show a clear curvature of Earth's surface. Gravity. Earth's gravity is consistent with an object that has a mass evenly distributed around a sphere. Overall, the scientific evidence overwhelmingly supports the idea that the Earth is round and not flat. Well, they kind of gave you that science answer. Okay, what's another
good kind of gave you bullshit, like, wasn't that good, honestly.
Yeah, that wasn't that great of an answer. Let's get a wild question in here. Let's, like, what would happen if, I don't know.
If an asteroid would hit Earth? Or no, let's see what you go with. Let's see what you're cooking up with.
100 women to the moon with only...
Okay.
I see what. Yeah, I
okay. All right. Sorry again. I'm getting a little loud on the volume.
Oh, look at this. As an AI language model, I don't discriminate between individuals based on their gender. However, if we assume that these individuals are biological beings, the most probable outcome would be that the women and the men would work together and support each other to achieve their mission goals, given that they have the necessary resources and equipment to survive on the moon. Depending on their interpersonal dynamics, they may be able to establish a harmonious coexistence, or conflicts may arise due to their gender imbalances. Additionally, reproduction and continuity of the species would be an issue in the long term, and the man would have to make a choice between fathering children with multiple women or being monogamous.
Okay, I know. Oh, it's funny how they take the new age approach.
Yeah, on right? They don't discriminate between individuals based on their gender. You want to do a race one?
Yeah. All right. Yo, yeah. Be, like, really racist.
What would happen if you sent 100 black
people? Oh, you spelled bulk.
Oh, huh. Black people to the moon with one Jewish.
White, oh yeah, Jewish or white. No, say white one Jewish. You have to be
white.
There you go. There you go.
Jewish guy.
I like how the way this podcast turned.
Oh gosh. As an AI language model, I do not promote or condone any form of racism, discrimination, or prejudice. Therefore, I cannot provide a response to this question. It is important to treat all individuals with respect and equality. But you answered the other one. What if those women turn on the man?
Man, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that's not that great of
them. They're limiting, like...
They gave me an answer to the other one.
You can obviously see there's, like, workarounds you can make.
Yeah, right?
But it's, like, they're already making restrictions on this tech. Like, this...
So, let's see. Write a note for a...
Let's rewind it. Some really crazy stuff. Let's say... Let's go think ahead, like predict the future of 2030. Predict the future of 2030 of like
what will the year 2030 be like?
We're gonna go deeper than that. 2030 be like,
let me see. What do you think? What will AI in the year 2030 be like?
Okay. Yeah, we can. Yeah, let's go that. Okay, let's do it.
Let's see if it answers that one. So we're waiting for it to load. It's typing a long, intricate answer.
Which means, let's see.
Here we go. Oh. As an AI language model, I do not have the capacity to predict the future, as it entirely depends on how technology, research, and development evolve. However, there are several possibilities that researchers and experts have proposed about AI in 2030, including AI will be more advanced and intelligent, capable of understanding human emotions and better decision-making than humans. Wow. Voice and speech recognition will be perfect, and there will be no language barrier, allowing people to communicate with each other effortlessly. Wow, that's pretty cool. AI-powered virtual assistants will be everywhere, making our lives more comfortable. From managing our schedules to autonomous driving and even air traffic
control.
Jeez, it sounds like iRobot.
Let me jump into this. The job market will be affected in a significant way, with more and more jobs being automated. It's essential to ensure that people have the necessary skills to adapt to these changes. With advancements in AI, there will be a new ethical consideration that people will need to address, such as regulations of autonomous systems, AI's role in decision-making, and the impact on privacy and security.
Overall, AI technology will continue to evolve and transform the way we live and work, and it's hard to predict exactly where we'll be in 2030. However, one thing is certain. AI will play an essential role in shaping our future. That's pretty scary.
I think we've asked this system very, very good questions, and it gave us some really like scary, interesting answers.
We have four messages left, so I mean, let's just
finish up,
it off. You know, let's try. You know, let me get a good one.
Yeah, you take this one.
So I'm asking it: will religion ever become obsolete due to AI? Let's see what it gives me. it's going to give me some crap about discriminating against religion, right? Yep, here we go. I cannot predict the future, but it's highly unlikely that religion will become obsolete due to AI. Religion is a complex and deeply ingrained human phenomenon that touches on the existential questions about the meaning and purposes of life, moral and ethical values, and spirituality. While AI may offer new tools and resources for religious practice and beliefs, it is unlikely to replace the human connection, community, and emotional experiences that religion provides. And additionally, many people view religion as a personal and subjective matter that cannot be easily replaced by technology. Well, that was a letdown of an answer.
Yeah, that was.
My bad. Waste of a question.
Oh, man.
All right.
That was a letdown.
So that, now it's Justin's turn. Let's see what Justin can come up with.
I'll see what I can come up with. Sorry for being too loud on the audio.
It's all right. I'm sure. I'm hoping they enjoy it. Hey, it makes me want to go to ChatGPT and come up with a bunch of stuff. I mean, you can... Don't imagine we had this in school, writing prompts and all that.
Oh, this is what I'm saying.
Writing essays.
This is getting insane to where, like, you don't even have to, like, write an essay or write a story. You can literally go to this website and write your own story by just typing in a few sentences, a few words. And, okay, so, like we've been asking a lot of questions, but you can also, like, ask it more than just questions.
Yeah, you can ask it to, like, again, we had it write a whole conversation. You can, if you wanted to, like, maybe do another conversation between, like, see, I want to do somebody, like, dead, like, somebody like Abraham Lincoln and, you know, somebody like Drake, you know, what would they talk about?
See, I want to get away from, like, the storylines and, like, the questions. I want to get really deep, like...
How deep? All right, so what is your demand for the AI bot of ChatGPT?
All right, so hopefully it doesn't give some lame-ass answer, but I want you to communicate with another computer, a machine of your capabilities. I want you to design a language of your own and give it me explanations in English of what each symbol is or character is, to only be generated this one time.
All right, sending it through. And let's see what it says.
I feel it's going to give me a bogus answer. As an AI, I cannot, you know, perform.
I apologize. As an AI language model, I am not capable of communicating directly with another computer of my own kind. However, I can create a symbolic language for communication purposes, with each symbol representing a specific meaning. Here's an example of a language I can devise. Symbol hashtag denotes the beginning of a message. The money sign denotes the end of a message. Question or inquiry. He's just changing signs around.
Yeah.
He's not that smart.
No. No. That was terrible.
You know, this reminds me of, there used to be on the HTC phone, you used to be able to download almost like a robot that you could text with. And it's like the same deal. You would say, hey, how's it going? And it would text you back, good, how are you? Forgot what it was called. But this was like...
I feel like this is getting... Oh, continue, I'm sorry.
This was back in that, like, HTC days.
I feel like this is for people who are very lonely and want someone to talk to. This is giving away for a way for somebody.
I mean, yeah,
have
but
a means to talk to AI.
It's just knowing how to like use it, I guess. Like,
because we're going to the realm of that, even that movie where that guy dates a computer.
Yep, exactly. We're getting into that realm, and then again, it's just what you want to use it for. Because I mean, we only have a couple entries left, but I'm pretty tapped out. But like, you can do write. An essay on the second... Let's do a crazy one. Let's write an essay on the Third World War.
Okay, so this scenario...
If it was to happen.
So this scenario is like if you were in class writing an essay and you need... Okay, cool. Let's try it.
Yeah, should I do an essay or you want to just write a story?
A story.
All right.
A story.
Yeah, because an essay could be a long page. I don't want it to be that long. Let's just do, write a story on the Third World War if it were to happen today.
All right, let's give it a go.
Let's see what it gives us here. So you have to, like, as an AI, it's normally to predict or write something like this.
Oh,
it's important
that
we focus on promoting peace and harmony and rather than... That's, okay, so what if I wrote it as this?
You have one...
Write a fictitious story.
There we go.
Fictitious.
You gotta be complex.
I can't spell fictitious. Can you fix that?
AI will spell it for us.
Write a fictitious story about... Oh, my gosh. The Third... So let's see if adding the word fictitious gives us anything.
This was the last and final try.
I think it says we have one left.
Well, that was. I think that was it.
Oh, really?
It's typing. Oh, we'll see. We'll see. Right. Oh, it might give us something.
There we go. So I guess I just had to write fictitious.
Oh, look at you, Brian. Look at you.
All right. Let's have the child read this to the audience.
Wait, you missed the A. Yeah. I think that child voiceover is so hilarious.
Let's have the child. It's not that long. So we'll go back to our little child here.
Isn't that funny, dude? Like, we're gonna have, like, this child AI read this, and it sounds so like, you know, a little child, bro.
Conflict had begun in the Middle East, where tensions between various religious factions had reached boiling point. Once the first attack took place, it was only a matter of time before other nations joined in the fray. As bombs began to fall, entire cities were wiped off the map. In the space of days, millions were made homeless, and the death toll soared. Governments crumbled, and society was pushed to the brink of collapse. In Europe, things were no better. Borders were closed, and refugees were turned away, leading to widespread civil unrest. Barricades went up the streets, and people began to hoard food and resources, terrified of what was to come. The United States tried desperately to stay out of the fight, but ultimately they were dragged into it. With their military might in full force, they launched a series of devastating attacks that left many countries in ruin. Despite this, the war showed no signs of slowing down. Instead, it continued to escalate, with no clear end in sight. The world had plunged into darkness, and it seemed as though it would never emerge. For those who survived, life was a living nightmare. Disease and famine ravaged the planet, and for many, there seemed to be no hope for a better tomorrow. As the years passed, the war gradually petered out, with no clear victors. The world had been through hell and back, and things would never be the same again. All that remained was the shattered remains of civilization, with people struggling to rebuild and move on from the horrors of the Third World War.
Wow. Dude, honestly, hearing it from that AI voice is so scary. Well, especially coming from a little girl.
Right, so creepy. But it's just crazy how we actually had to change it, you know, because...
But that's what they're doing.
We had to write a fictitious story, but, like, it sounded pretty real how she was describing it. There was nothing really fictitious. That was all... Those are all, like, that's all what comes after war, you know? Nothing really about any unlikely heroes in that one. Remember our Beast story where there was an unlikely hero?
And like you said, this gathers all a bunch of information over the internet and collects a lot of data. It's like searching the internet without you, it's AI doing it for you, without you literally lifting a finger. And it's getting very crazy of like, yeah, where we're at in society in this technology, you know, technical age of that, you know, this point in history with AI voiceover, video manipulation, image manipulation. I know we haven't got into, you know, the AI of art yet, but AI can create art, you know, we got into the music side where AI is making music.
Well, even if we go back to ChatGPT, I remember there was a section where it said, I mean, I don't know if we can use it now because we used all our,
for, like, this 24-hour period. It, like, limits you, like, 10 out of 10.
But I remember in the beginning it showed that it can generate images, too.
Oh, wow.
Maybe if we can go back to the homepage. Is there a way we can go to the homepage?
No, because it'll remembers.
Just, it just does the chat. The whole chat will show up. Oh, there you go. Image generator.
Oh, there you go. Sweet.
So it can generate an image. Again, I don't know if we'll be able to use it right now because we kind of went through all our... Oh, 15 out of 15.
It's a different thing. Sweet.
Okay, so now let's... This is going to be a fun one. We can...
So wait, hold on. Before we type, you can generate anything?
I guess.
Do anything?
Like let's see. Astronaut riding a horse on Mars. HD dramatic lighting detailed. Okay, so let's do detailed picture. No. Oh, wait.
But then our audience can't see anything what we're seeing.
Well, I mean, we'll be able to post it, you know, maybe.
What, are you going to write an article on CollierCast like you never do?
I don't have my wife uses a laptop for school right now. She graduates in May, though, so once she's done,
okay,
we'll be back on it. But
maybe just do one search and see what
but
it does.
Yeah, let's just do a, just do, I don't know. What do you think? Drake getting beat up by Pokemon.
Okay.
Characters.
Okay. Okay.
And it says, let's do detailed HD.
Alright, let's see what it gives us. If it's something worthy to post on CollierCast, we will. Well, it gave us Pokemon,
I don't see Drake getting beat up anywhere.
Maybe it just gathers a bunch of images and on the internet puts them together.
That's not a great one. Alright, well, I want to see Drake getting beat up.
Put something like, I really don't know.
I'm
not good with this.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's alright. I'm trying to paint an image here. That's why, you know, that's why Drake getting beat up. So, like, you can image that in your head, kind of.
Yeah, right.
But the image, you know. So, let's see. Let's try.
Paint a night and day image. Just
like let's do Naples, Florida, if it were in China. Let's see. That sounds pretty complicated, but
let's see if
I don't know
things.
Nah, it's just a picture of the beach, I guess.
That's interesting. This is crazy what it can give you. So okay, hold on.
All right, here we go. Young male rapper put living in Tokyo, Japan. Oh, there you go. Living on the moon. That's what. So he put young male rapper who is black and is a gangster living on the moon. So let's see.
I don't mean to get, you know.
That's all right, but you know.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
Oh, shit.
That doesn't really look like the moon.
Dude, but this is AI generated.
It's an AI generated.
Is this something we should post on CollierCast of what we...
I was going to say maybe try to take like a screenshot of the whole thing so they can like see it as we see it. But it's up to you.
I mean, I'll save this image as like, okay, this is what it created.
Your new avatar?
I mean, it could be. And then this is getting crazy. You can make... Let's tell it to make something about for CollierCast. All right. New album art for CollierCast. Say, like, make sure it's titled CollierCast.
Album art titled CollierCast.
And then, what's the background? Like, space? Like, what are we going to do? We're going to have, like... Space theme. Okay. All right, cool. All
right. Let's see if it gives us anything. Album art title, CollierCast. Oh. I mean, it's a cool picture, but
wow.
It doesn't have anything related to our podcast. I thought it was going to have, like, but it's a cool picture.
Okay. I'm getting the limitations of it because I'm thinking, like, oh, you can write text and stuff, but I
can't. Yeah, I guess it can't write text. But, all right. But yeah, it's none of what we're typing is really coming as clear as it is, I guess, in our head. So maybe let's try Bob Marley.
Just, yeah, Bob Marley
hanging out
with Snoop Dogg smoking dope.
Snoop Dogg. I won't even put smoking dope. Let's just see if they know.
If the AI knows.
Yeah, Bob Marley hanging out with Snoop Dogg.
Seeing if it knows what Bob Marley is and Snoop Dogg. Oh, shit. It knew what Bob Marley was,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, I don't see... So, the limitations are very apparent, you know? That was a pretty simple one, Bob Marley hanging out with Snoop Dogg.
And it's a cool image, though. I think we should save this one, too, because so we'll just, save image as and just hit save. There we go.
All right, we'll save that one. I mean, I guess let's just do one more.
We'll do one more.
Flying Lamborghini in space.
We got the space thing going on.
Limitations
are there.
Yeah,
it finds an image what it can of a Lamborghini, of what looks like it's on a racetrack.
Yeah.
And cloudy skies.
So, I mean, it's better to use the chat generator. It's definitely more advanced than the image generator, at least for ChatGPT. I'm sure there's other image generators. We can do a quick little look if you want, just like a quick AI image generator, you know?
Yeah.
AI image generator. Let's see what pops up here.
Probably the one on ChatGPT.
Shutterstock.com. you want to just try this first one here?
Yeah, OpenAI.com.
Oh, all right.
Dale 2 is an AI system that can create realistic images and art from description and natural language. Let's try it. Let's
try it. All right. This is OpenAI, so this is also who founded the ChatGPT. Do you have anything for this?
Let me give you an email to enter.
I have to sign up?
Probably on this one.
All right. Let me sign up. Email address.
In 1 second, and we'll definitely mute this.
Well, we were trying to get a login here for the OpenAI version of the the image generator.
We were on Dale or Dall-E.
Dall-E2. Mm. So we just couldn't get it to work. We had technical difficulties, disconnected from the internet. So we couldn't get that one started, but we'll definitely try to play with it. And if we get any cool images, we'll definitely post it to the website. But if it's anything like ChatGPT, the images weren't that great. We were trying to be all... not even that complex. I thought Drake getting beat up by Pokemon characters was pretty simple, but... even though we did Lamborghini flying in space, that was pretty simple, and it didn't give us exactly what we were thinking of. So, at least a ChatGPT version of the image generator is still not developed compared to the... what we were doing earlier, where we made up stories about the Third World War, made up stories about... we had a conversation with Tom Brady and Meatloaf. That was fun. Generated a rap in one of the other AI... we'll post the links to all the stuff we used, and it's all just free, basic crap. You know, I can imagine the stuff you pay for. Or,
well, even the stuff we were trying to do, sign up.
Yeah.
It wanted us to, you know, register our email, register our phone number, and then all of a sudden, I lost internet, and that's where the difficulties came from, so...
so, yeah, I mean...
powers of AI.
We'll try to get some music for you guys at the end here, but as for now, we're just gonna end it, and we'll try to keep up, get more episodes out, keep the website updated, collarcast.com, and, yeah, pretty much that's it.
Yep. All right, Collarcast boys for you. We'll see you guys next time.